Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 February 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are in for a very powerful program tonight. And if you have the means to record a broadcast, you might want to record this one. Especially if you have somebody in your family who's a Mason or think about becoming a Mason. Someone, and maybe you're a Mason now, and you want to know why we're going to talk about that. You're going to stay tuned for this. Record if you can. If not, we'll have the web CDs available to you. But folks, this program is going to be very, very important. Very important. Before we get to our guests tonight, though, make mention again for the lady that called from France. I want to make sure she got this message you didn't get last night, mentioning tonight. Her husband passed away a few days ago, and the government in France is demanding that he be cremated. That's some kind of, I guess, rule there where she is. And she asked, will he be in the resurrection? Of course he will be. Many saints have been martyred by fire. So, yes, young lady, he'll be okay on the resurrection day. He's born again, blood bought, child of living God. He'll get a brand new body. Don't worry about this one. But in case you didn't hear last night, I want to let you know you can rest at ease here. And folks, if you have any questions about cremation, we offer a little book here for $5. Is cremation Christian? And it's not. And I have a book here to prove it to you if you're interested in it. And don't forget, we're on shortwave tonight on 6115. Be called Melody Seastrom is paying for the airtime on shortwave for us. If you enjoy this broadcast, enjoy what we're covering here, if you think it's important, let her know that you think it's important. Call her at 800-375-4188 and let her know that you appreciate the broadcast. And okay, we're still offering. I'm going to skim through real quickly. The Grand Design Exposed, a book that every Christian needs to read. That it had been deceived in believing that America was a perfect nation. Folks, never was. And never was. It was good, but there were tares among the wheat from the beginning. You need to read this book to find out what I'm talking about. And of course, the REM sleep. And I'm just going to skip through these nights. The flags, two of those here. We have The Backyard Medicine, a book that everyone is interested in what our God give us on this earth to eat and make medicine. I love this. Right in your own backyard or down the street from where you are, this Backyard Medicine is a full-color book. Shows you the color pictures of what you're going to be picking or digging, whatever, and how to prepare it for medicine and for food. $24.95 delivered to your front door. And that's the best I can say about it. That's what we have more than that tonight. We're still waiting for somebody to write and tell us if we need a case of food or a Berkey water filter. And I'm telling you, people, the food is getting scarce. Daniel Brigman was on the Power today, and he said even he, a new man of food, is running out of some foods. If you need a case, you better get it now. And of course, the Berkey water filter is up. Well, I'll give you one if you need one. If you just write and tell us why you need it, we want to give it to you. We want to bless you if we can. But again, get your recorder ready. If you have the ability to record this, you record this. You don't want to miss this program tonight. This gentleman we're going to talk to, his name is Joshua Abraham. His daddy was named Larry Abraham, who wrote a book entitled None Dare Call Conspiracy. I read the book. Great book. Never knew it one day I'd be talking to his son. But his son made a very bold, courageous, and dangerous move. I'm going to let him tell you about that tonight. But I'll bring up Joshua Abraham. Joshua, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor Butch. Thank you for bringing me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. More than welcome. It's an honor to have you, and I'm so excited about you sharing your story tonight. And, folks, we'll take phone call next half hour if you have any questions about the topic, and you don't want to miss this. Please don't miss this. But before we get started in what you want to talk about, Joshua, tell them a little bit about yourself, who you are, and, you know, what you do basically for a living, and how you got involved in what you're going to talk about.
Well, pretty much most of my life, I was an extreme sports athlete, and through my professional wakeboarding and sponsored snow skiing, you know, I was searching for God in extreme sports, whether it be on the mountain or on the lake. You know, when you do extreme sports, you pretty much risk your body to pull off maneuvers, and for half my life, I kind of try to find God that way, but after I was too injured from so many, I think about 12 reconstructive surgeries.
Wow.
And when the economy fell out in 2008, that's when I started getting curious, because never in my life have I seen a recession or the economy fall out. Because, you know, keep in mind, I was born in 1982, and, you know, after the, you know, during the Reagan years and after the Berlin Wall fell, you know, the economy was great up until 2008. So when the economy fell out, that really got me curious. So I did some research, and 2 years later, after my father's passing, I kind of really got interested, and it really was shocking what I found out. When you dedicate, you know, yourself to really finding the answers, you know, but people need to remind themselves, when you do nonfiction research, you always got to have three credible sources to drive home one fact. And basically, yeah, and basically after my father died, I found out what he did with his life, and after reading his book and doing a few international radio interviews, I got to a point, Pastor Butch, that the books can only tell you so much. You know, the books, they can only tell you so much. So after going on Alex Jones and Coast to Coast a few times and pretty much doing everything I can on the radio waves, I had to really go in there. I just had to, you know, put the books away and actually go into this Masonic lodge and see if it's all true. And
well, you know, that's just your nature. That's your nature. You're going to push it as hard as you can, obviously, because you're pushing your body the same way. So apparently, that's your drive. And that's wonderful that you're willing to push yourself that hard to get at what you want to do. That's to be applauded. Thank you for doing that. Now, you go ahead.
Well, thank you. And the thing is, what I found out, you know, I came into this with what, you know, the Buddhists call a beginner's mind. I didn't really come into this whole research with any bias agenda, no religious preference at all. And there is nothing more important than I have found all of my research and my infiltration into the Masons, how it comes down to one simple fact. Jesus is real, and the King James Bible of 1611 is the only, let me repeat that, the only Word of God. Every other Bible version out there is missing words, missing scripture, and reformulating the scripture to serve the satanic New World Order agenda. Now, people really need to understand something. With my infiltration into the Masons, I was, you know, I got up to a certain point, and then a 33rd degree took me under his wing and exposed pretty much everything that he knew to me. You know,
I want to interrupt you. Before you get that far down the line, I want you to start at the beginning. When you started at the first degree, up to the third degree, when you first started, how did you approach it? Who did you talk to? How did you? I understand that you don't invite yourself in; somebody has to invite you in. How did that work?
Well, Masons have a saying, to be one, you have to ask one. And so back in Seattle, about 5 years ago, I went up to a Mason and I asked him, you know, how do I join? And he asked me, you know, there's basically two ways. If you have lineage or if you have, you know, you have to prove yourself to the council and prove your case why you
Lineage means like if your dad was one, is that what lineage means?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
Lineage.
Right.
And so basically I didn't have any family in the Masons. I don't have any lineage in the Masonic Lodge. So I had to go in front of, you know, the lodge itself, in front of the members, and prove to them, you know, and explain my case why I deserve to be a Mason. And so basically,
and what was that like? What was that like? What was that like? I mean, what was that? I mean, I don't want to keep interrupting you, but this is so interesting. What was that like when you did that?
Dark. Bad, bad energy. These Masonic lodges are not Christian. And what's so sad is that you have so many good people out there whose father or grandfather was a part of the Masons, or their grandmother or their mother was part of the Order of the Eastern Star. And what they just don't know, I mean, they know that their family was involved, but they don't know, like, their family members never tell them what they did in that. They always have a, you know, a vow of silence. And I'm here to tell all your listeners tonight that I have completely outmaneuvered and beat the Masons at their own game, never took an oath of light, and still achieved the 33rd degree of illumination.
Well, when you went into the meeting to be accepted, what did they ask you and what did you have to do?
Well, basically they ask you, you know, what do you think you know about this craft? And I threw down the stack of books. I've read the King James front to back. I've read all the Dead Sea Scrolls. I've read the Apocrypha. I basically threw down every piece of required reading in the Freemason Masonic Lodge up to the 32nd degree. They have a certain list of books that you have to read and have to know to get up to the 32nd degree. I read them all, and I haven't even, you know, been initiated yet. And they thought that was very impressive. So on that note, they thought I was worthy because I've done the footwork. I've done, you know, there's a lot of reading, and the first book you have to read is the King James Bible, front to back, and not a lot of people can do that. So, you know, it had to be a real proven point how I had to really prove myself to these people. Not having any family in there, I really had to show them that I wanted it, because Masons say, we want the heart. And what they mean by that is that they want the dedication of a member. Like, they want they say they want the heart of a Mason. They want a member who has the heart of a Mason. And the heart of a Mason is the dedication to the reading. There's a lot of reading that comes along with being a Mason. These are seekers of knowledge. And basically, I sought the knowledge, and I did it. And so when they accepted me, I did not take the first degree oath of initiation. I moved to a different state. And I just kept going. And on that note, I received all the when you receive these code words and these handshakes, you know, you don't have to receive them at the initiation ritual. What you have to understand is that when I got introduced to this craft and I'd done all the required reading, within that reading, like the King James Bible, all the code words are in the Bible. Every single one of them. And that's what a lot of people, you know, that's the greatest thing about Masonry, is that they put the secret in plain sight. Even the four holy books at the 33rd degree, you can buy them at Barnes & Noble. But that's the genius of all this. Their secrets are hidden in plain sight. And what we need to understand is that if we do the footwork and we do the reading, we can beat Lucifer at his own game. And that's what's so wonderful about knowledge.
Well, when you got involved, how many degrees did you have to go up before you started going through certain rituals or whatever?
Well, you know, you do rituals after your first degree of initiation, but, you know, after I kind of backdoored the Masons and didn't take the oath of light, because that, you know, when you take the first degree oath of light, you are blindfolded with a noose around your neck, kneeling on the black and white floor in front of three candles and a King James Bible. And this is the ritual. You have to swear that they put a sword to your heart. And with this sword that you swear, because I've seen this done to other Masons. They've asked me to sit in on the initiation ritual of other Masons, and I've seen this for myself. Now, when they give the initiation, they put a double-edged sword on your heart, and they make you swear that if you reveal any secrets of the lodge, that you will be cut from ear to ear, your tongue ripped out, and your body buried at low tide. That is the first degree of initiation. And what that violates is Bible scripture, because Jesus said, swear not at all. Neither swear on your head, because you cannot make one hair black or white. That was 2,000 years ago. He called out the occult ritual initiation. This is how wonderful Jesus is. Because Jesus, he calls out the occult thousands of years ahead of what we're going with today.
Well, yeah, in your opinion, how do so many Christians and pastors and deacons get involved in this without seeing that?
Do the reading. Like, you know what's funny is that I can't go to church, because the fact is, if it isn't King James, it's not legit. The King James Bible is, out of the four holy books of the 33rd degree of Masonry, the King James Bible is the most holy, because it's the only one that tells the future. It's the only one that's filled with prophecy. And the Masons know this. And any pastor that is a Mason knows the King James Bible is so sacred to the Masonic Lodge, because it's the truth. And any, you know, I just can't go to church anymore, because any other pastor that throws up a new King James or an NIV, I can call out those Bibles all day. And the thing is, what people really need to understand is that these pastors, some of them know what I know, but they won't say it, because these guys are in it for the money. They're not actually about saving souls. I mean, if you're a pastor at a church and you're a Mason working for the what we call the grand architect or the father of light, which is Lucifer, then, you know, you can't serve God and Mammon. And Mammon is who they're serving. They've sworn allegiance behind doors to Mammon. And... Go ahead.
Well, now, as you went through the steps, I mean, the first, second, third degree, and right on up to the 32nd degree, what type of rituals did you have to go through? I mean, what are the things that the Masons are afraid are going to leak out?
Well, the Masons are afraid that they're going to get, what's going to get leaked out is their sacred knowledge. Like, the Masons know that with the knowledge that they possess, they turn the wheels of society. Like, there's two types of Masons. There's operative, which do the book work, and then there's speculative, who just write a check. I'd say about 99% of the Masons that I've met are speculative. They're all in it for a show. They like to wear their flashy rings and just, you know, claim to be a Mason. But then there's, you know, the 1% of Masons who are operatives, who actually read the prophecies, read the whole. You'd be shocked how many Masons get up to the 32nd degree and they haven't even read the King James Bible front to back, their most holy book. See, the thing is, what I've discovered through Masonry is that these guys, it's all a show now, you know? Like, in my life, I've met two really hardcore Masons that really did the footwork and who I can actually really talk to about the research. Because the other guys, like, I've met 32nd degrees that, you know, oh, they say, oh, I've read the Bible, but it was the NIV. It's like, wow, dude. The King James is a sixth grade reading level, and you can't pull that off. Like, what kind of a Masonic, you know, what kind of brother are you? You know, it's just, it's funny, because they're throwing anybody up these days. Anybody with a check, you know, anybody who's got a really deep checking account, they throw them in there, because Masons are losing members.
Okay, now, what you say they have a checking account, what kind of charges do they put on you to join the Masons?
Oh, you got to pay. It depends on the lodge, but being a Mason is highly expensive. You got to pay for every level that you achieve. If you go from first to second degree, you got to pay that. You got to pay for every level that you go up. And not only that, like, you got to give to charity, and you got to pay your Masonic dues. Like, it's just about money. It's not about the knowledge. And that's what's so sad about Masonry. It's not what I thought. It's not as what I thought and as hardcore as the books, you know, try to make you believe it, you know, because once you infiltrate these people, you realize, wow, like, these guys really, you know, I've only met a couple Masons who were really into it, and they knew exactly what they were doing. You know, they knew that the all-seeing eye was the left eye of Lucifer. They know the grand architect and the bringer of light is Lucifer. Like, they know. Like, a lot of Masons that I've met,
well, you know, I have a
suspected.
Well, you know, we know this started, the Masons, the Masonic Order started way back in the 1700s, along with the Illuminati and other secret societies. And they infiltrated the United States in the 1700s big time. And, of course, a lot of our founders were Masons, maybe not to the point that some of them are, maybe not as evil as most of them are today. But the Illuminati moved in and also helped take this over, and they brought in all kinds of Masonic and demonic worship. Knowing that on the $1 bill is the Masonic symbols all over that. Brought in, you know, in the 1930s, 1934, under Roosevelt, who was a Mason. And seeing all this come together, what is a Mason's goal? What do they intend to do? What's their plans? I have the book, The Morals and Dogma. I went through it. I haven't read it all, but I went through it. And I see where they're saying there that their God is Lucifer. I see that. So what do they expect to accomplish by being a Mason? What is your goal?
Well, it all depends on every Mason that you meet. You know, the Masons like me who have done the research, we know that the ultimate goal is the New World Order. And actually, my next Masonic meeting is next week, and I'm going to give a speech in front of everybody how all those Masons have been deceived. See, Masonry is a deception. Anyone who's gone as far, you know, up to the 32nd or 33rd degree and has gotten out and preached the word of Christ, you know, a really good example is Bill Schnoblin, and he knows that Masonry is all a deception, but basically what is the end goal of the Masons itself? The only purpose that the Masons are supposed to ultimately serve is to build the third temple over in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount for the Antichrist. Now keep in mind, like, if you look in the back of the book of 1 Kings, the very first temple of Solomon was built by the Masons that come from the land of Tyre that were hired out and directed by the Freemason prophet Hiram Abiff. Now, in the Book of the Kings, they built the temple under King Solomon. Now, when the first temple fell and the Jews got exiled to Babylon, and when they came back under King Cyrus's approval, Zerubbabel and Ezra, they led the charge to build the second temple. And after the second temple, you know, those are very sacred Masons to us, Zerubbabel and Ezra. But then the second temple fell. But now, since the Jews returned to Zion in 1947, that marked the beginnings of the end times. That is the very first prophecy in the Old Testament that marks the beginning of what we know as the latter days. And now that we're in the latter days...
And you know that most of the ones that are in Israel now are not truly the Jews of the Bible either. You know that. So that makes it even a double whammy, knowing that they aren't who they say they are.
What we know as Jews today is are nothing more than Khazarians. They're just nothing more than Khazarians.
Right. That's right.
They're all Ashkenazis. About 90% of them are Ashkenazis that come from the Empire of Khazaria. And it's just, you know, they're really not Jews, but what Jesus said, they are the synagogue of Satan.
So how are they? And are they also involved in Masonic degrees? The Khazarian Jews? Do you think that they're involved in the Masons themselves? Are they part of the clan, so to speak?
Oh yeah, you got the Jesuits from the Vatican and the Khazarians going in on this Masonic crap. You got two opposite ends of the spectrum, and that's what's so fascinating, because the Jesuits, after the Protestant Reformation of Martin Luther, when the Jesuits were formed at the Council of Trent, you know, we have a very strong infiltration here. Like, some Masons argue, oh, you know, it came from, you know, Masonry was born after the Jesuits, or no, it was born from the Templars. No, it came from the Jewish Khazarians. You know, everyone, you know, who does their research has their own opinion, but the fact of the matter remains is that the Masons actually came from the land of Tyre, from Hiram Abiff, and before that, these are the same Masons that made the Egyptian pyramids that we can't replicate today, and the Tower of Babel that goes all the way back to Nimrod. If you look at old statues of Nimrod over in Babylon and see his symbols, it's absolutely incredible. The equal four-sided cross that the Pope wears on his robe, right there, symbol of Nimrod. The four-sided cross that sits on the Queen of England's crown, right there, symbol of Nimrod. And then he also had a compass to, you know, to have his masons build his tower. And so, you know, people have their own opinions, but as far as what I've researched and what I've been told and what I've personally seen for myself, this, I think a lot of well-researched Masons can agree with where I'm coming from.
Well, let me ask you this, too. Now, you're going to make a speech. Do they know that you're out there exposing them?
I don't know, you know, and I hope they do because, number one, I'm just trying to save my brothers. You know, I just want to tell them, like, brothers, you have been deceived. We have all been deceived. You wouldn't believe it, Pastor Butch. Like, these Masons actually think that they're preserving the Temple of Solomon here with the entrance in the west and their face in the east. But we who know the Temple of Solomon know that it's exactly the opposite. You enter from the east, and the Ark of the Covenant sat in the west. Satan does a complete flip, 180 reversal. This is how it works. But this is what I'm trying to tell my fellow humans. I don't look at these guys as brother Masons. I look at them as fellow human beings because 99% of them are good people. You know, they just want to, you know, they just join the Masons because either they had family involved or they think it's a prestigious or whatever.
Well, it's the same thing with the Shriners, which is a branch of the Masonic Order. And if people knew what the Shriners' hats meant, they wouldn't be part of that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, the Shriners, you know, they're a great front. They got people go, oh, well, how can the Masons be bad? They have all these children's hospitals. They do all this charity. Well, let me tell y'all, you know, that's just the front. You know, Masons are all about charity. Because when you bury the world in charity, you're not going to, most people won't see past that. And it's just like everything else in Masonry, it's a deception. But in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, when the workers of iniquity, which are Masons, they are magicians, they're wizards, they're workers of iniquity. When they go up to heaven to be judged, they'll be like, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these good deeds in thy name? And he says, be gone from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And that's
that's
a pretty bad judgment for a Mason who thinks that he's doing things righteously. He's doing, you know, he's giving up charity. But little does he know that he's working iniquity with these Masonic rituals that he does once a month. Little does he know, and that's what I'm trying to wake him up to, that you have been deceived, brothers, and that's the one message that Jesus pushed.
Are you going to share this with the group when you speak again? Are you going to tell them about the deception they're involved in or no?
Absolutely. How could I not?
When you stand before them and share this, what kind of response do you think you're going to get from people that actually think that they're a godly order?
It's probably going to be mixed. And the thing is, you know, you get different reactions from different people. Some people, when you beat them at their own intelligence, they get, you know, instead of being like, wow, I didn't know that, they get really offended. You know this,
sure,
Pastor Butch.
Sure.
You've been on the radio for so long. You know, it's just like...
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought, Josh. Hang on to the break. Folks, back to the break with your phone calls. You want to call 844-769-2944.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
You know, folks, we'll talk again to Joshua Abraham, who is joining the Masonic Order to find out what they're all about. He's up 32nd degree right now. You've been hearing his testimony so far, and we're not done yet. Now, if you have any questions, you can call. And I wish you would. A lot of you folks are more up to date on Masonic teachings and what they believe than I am. You share your expertise and ask a question. 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. So, a lot of them, you said, are just like they're joining a big boys club. They had no idea what it's all about. It's just cool putting on the apron and parading around and being part of a group that supposedly is secret and it's a brotherhood. If you get in trouble, and they'll help you get out of it and they'll stand with you and all these things. So, a lot of them just think it's some kind of real in-crowd type thing, right?
Yeah, they think it's a big boys, you know, after college fraternity. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm actually proud to be a part of them and eat dinner with them every month. I'm actually proud of that because these are the knowledge keepers. You know, these are the gatekeepers to the esoteric occult knowledge. And the high degree Masons who are, you know, really involved and know the bookwork, they know what they're dealing with. And I'm just happy to know what I know, because if I didn't know what I knew, then I wouldn't be able to tell other people the truth about, you know, because these people rule our lives. You know, when you have, you know, the symbols of a specific brotherhood all over global currency and the internet, that everything that we use,
right,
you have to understand, like, that is their testament and power. That just lets them, that's their signature.
Well, I've got to ask you this question. I really do. How do you feel comfortable with them? You say you're proud. You're proud to be a part of them. How do you feel comfortable with them, knowing what you know about them?
How do I feel comfortable? Because these guys are the ones who make the world go round. Like, this is, even though they're a satanic organization, it's an honor to be among these people. Now, some people will be like, "Wow, that's kind of messed up." But like me personally, with all the research that I've done, and all, you know, the book work that I've done and everything that I've dedicated to be a part of these guys, it's an honor to stand in front of them and tell them that they have been deceived and that they're working for the dark side.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're honored that you can witness to them. I understand that. Okay, got you. Now, whenever you go to these meetings, And obviously, they have to know that you're on the radio talking about this. I'm not the first interview, obviously, not by any means. They have to know this. Does no one there ever bring it up to you?
No, not so far. I haven't been pulled aside. Like, what I do is that I go there with the four holy books of the 33rd degree, and I just ask the 32nd degree grandmaster if he wants the ancient royal secret. I'm like, hey, I got a gift for you. And, you know, some guys take it, some guys don't. The last lodge I went to in Santa Monica here in California, they took it. And on top of that, I got approached by a fifth degree magus who is a part of the Coven of the Golden Dawn, the private Rothschild Coven, you know, the private satanic witchcraft coven for the Rothschild family. And I got approached by him, and I got invited to join because he knew that I knew my stuff, and he's like, wow, you know, you got the four holy books in your bag. You know, not even the Grand Master who wears the hat knows about it, and I got invited to go. But then I simply asked him, okay, what's the initiation ritual? And the initiation ritual on first degree of Illuminatiism is the killing of the cockerel. The killing of the cockerel is when you stand on the black and white checkerboard between the white and the black pillar, you slice the neck of a rooster, and you drink the blood. It's the first degree of ancient black magic in the mystery schools. And I'll be damned if I'm going to go the distance. People need to understand, I can't go any farther. I'm not going to risk my eternal soul. And I'm not going to, you know, have to explain that for Jesus. Like, oh, it was for the research. And Jesus like, dude, I died on the cross for you, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, so you're invited to go into the Illuminati and the Mason have been mixed together for a while. But you're invited to go a step higher and join the Illuminati, per se, with the Rothschild organization.
Yeah, I got invited. And I'm not going to bite on it.
And then they want you to drink the blood of a rooster.
Yeah, it's called the killing of the cockerel. It's actually the first degree initiation ritual for most of the mystery schools. Yeah.
Well, now, I got to ask you a question. To your knowledge, is Trump a Mason?
I think every single president, except there was one who started the anti-Masonic party back. Oh, my God, this is going to kill me. But I definitely believe Trump. You know, he could. I don't know for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't a part of the Brotherhood. I mean, you know, to be a president today, you gotta, you know, to be any kind of governor or senator, you know, or president, you got to be a part of the Brotherhood. So I wouldn't doubt it for a second. And I think it was James Madison that started the anti-Masonic party. Yeah, President
I think
James
you're
Madison,
right on that. Yes. I think, but that was Obama. Was Obama a Mason?
Absolutely, a part of the lodges of Prince Hall.
You know, at one time, blacks were not allowed to be Masons. At one time, that was not allowed.
Yes. So
he was a Mason.
Still,
okay.
They still keep it racially segregated. The blacks, the African Americans, go into the lodges of Prince Hall, and the whites and the Jews go into the lodges of the Blue Lodge of Harama Biff. They keep it racially segregated.
All right. Whenever they have their own religion on the death and burial of just like they did on Christ and all this stuff. The Mates have the same type of it's a Babylonian religion, I guess you could say. And Harama Biff is one that's supposed to have died and resurrected again, and all beyond that. I've been around the Masonic funerals, and I've watched them just to see what they say, and they do some customs, of course. I don't understand them. But when they say something, when they're praying, they say, so mote it be. Does that mean so might it be? Or what does that mean, so mote it be?
So mote it be is a part of the ritual of Harama Biff being resurrected back from the dead. See, when you become a third-degree Mason, the whole ritual entails the killing of Harama Biff. Harama Biff was killed by three people, as the legend goes. I think it was Jubilee, Jubilo, and Jubilum. It goes along those lines. Jubala, Jubilee, or Jubilum. Like, there's three guys that killed him, and they wanted this ancient secret of the Master Mason. This is a part of the third degree Master Mason ritual. You get
brought, you get walked in a circle and other Masons ask you, you know, give me the secret of a Master Mason. And what the whole ritual entails is a mock murder. Like, they throw you into this cloak and they pretend to stab you. Like, this is supposed to be a Christian organization, you know? It's just like any Mason who does these rituals and claims to be Christian, wow. Like, you just, you gotta call black white. Like, you just can't, you can't, on a conscious level, call it a Christian organization. But I think when they get to Master Mason, they know by that point what they're kind of dealing with. But the Master Masons who do the book work, they actually get to ascend higher. I mean, a Master Mason can go from a third degree to a 32nd degree over a weekend. If you got the money to pay up for the lodge, you don't have, they call it fast tracking. You can fast track from the third degree to the 32nd degree with enough money. They just tell you the ancient legends, they tell you the required reading, and they're like, okay, you know, now that you're a 32nd degree, you know, catch up on your reading. You know, it's very, every Mason has a different path to how his illumination happened, but me personally, I had some help. You know, I had some help from a 33rd degree Mason heard me on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, contacted me on my Facebook page, The Abraham Project, and, you know, we met up personally, and at this point, I only had the illumination of a 33rd or a 32nd degree. But what he showed me the four holy books, and that really made everything made sense. Now I understand the Bible, because your Bible interpretation is only determined on your level of knowledge. And when I got shown the four holy books of the 33rd degree of Masonry, now I understand what the Bible is truly talking about. When Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the cornerstone which you stone builders have rejected, I never understood that. But now I understand it completely, because Jesus is the cornerstone of the foundation of all of life, and there's nothing more sacred to a Masonic ritual than the ritual of the cornerstone. They
of course.
Did it to the White House. They did
yes.
it to the Washington Monument. Like, the ritual of the cornerstone is everything to a Mason and the Masonic Lodge. And when Jesus said, I am the cornerstone which you stone builders have rejected, that really scared the shit out of them. Excuse my language. That really scared the Pharisees, because the Pharisees knew what they were doing. It's all, like, all Masonry today goes all the way back to the Pharisees, because there's nothing more important in the Judaic religion than the temple. And so when the Masons built that temple, they kept the holy secret within the architecture of that temple, and the Pharisees knew it. But when Jesus, you know, Jesus says certain things that is really, really quite, I love Jesus with every inch of my soul and body, because he was so cool. He called out the occult 2,000 years ago.
The Pharisees were trained by the Babylonian, within Babylonian religion. I mean, they didn't keep the laws of God. They added to it to fit their own religious sect. That's what they did. And that's why they hated Christ, because he tore down their playhouse. But, you know, most people know, I think, that a lot of Baptist churches have Masonic cornerstones. Folks, this is a fact. I mean, government buildings have Masonic cornerstones. And many, many judges in the country are Masons, and it goes on way beyond that. So the organization, and I know some of the signs they do when they meet each other, the handshake, I know what that is, and the different things they can do. Is that used a lot in public for business and for, we'll say, to get out of crimes you committed? Is that really for real? Does it really work in a court?
Absolutely. If there's a judge wearing his Masonic ring, and you're a fellow Mason yourself, you stand in the square and you give this distress call. The distress call, when you hit the third degree of Master Mason, you swear a part of the ritual that if any other Mason gives a distress call, you are bound by your oath to fly to the aid of another Mason. And the distress call is, O Lord, my God, is there no help for the widow's son? Now, the widow's son is Haram Abiff, because Haram Abiff was a widow's son. His father got killed, so he was a widow's son. Every Mason out there knows what I'm talking about. Like, we have a saying, we are keepers of the cornerstone. We are widow's sons, you know, and that's the distress call. O Lord, my God, is there no help for the widow's son? You say that in court to a judge who's a master mason, he will let you go.
So even if you're not a mason, if you know to say that, you could trick him and turn you loose.
Well, even if you're not, if you're not a mason, you know, you can't, you know, you have to have your feet in a certain way. You have to do your hands in a certain way. Like, it's a complete full body signal. If you're not initiated into the brotherhood, you're not going to know it.
You know, this is fascinating. So this actually, you know, I read all this and I've studied on it, but I never did see it being worked in public. I just knew this is real. So actually and literally, if you go to court for anything less than murder or treason, I understand it works. But if you go to court for as a felon, as a theft or whatever, and you know this and you do it the right way, you can walk.
Yeah, you can. You can walk.
And how about if it's a jury trial, and the judge is a mason, can he still walk or no?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the rules of acquittals, but you know, I don't know the law back to front like I do my Masonic craft. You know, I'm not involved with the law. I'm not a lawyer. But you never know. You know, that's a really good question. I do not know the answer to it. Sorry.
I can't believe the phone lines aren't ringing. Folks, you got questions I don't have, I know. Ask them, because I want to know. 844-769-2944. So when you run into people, now you're going to witness to them this coming week whenever you have the meeting. You're going to tell them that they've been deceived, and I wish you Godspeed on that. But when you run into people that you may know that say they want to join the Masons, what do you tell them?
Don't do it. It's all a deception. Don't waste your money. Go home. Spend it on your children.
Well, now, I'm certain, and I know businessmen in this area here that are Masons, that will say have prospered because of this, because other Masons are maybe in positions to help them or whatever. And I know that state contracts have been passed to other Masons that they shouldn't have got them. They weren't the best bid for, but they got them anyway. I know that to be a fact. So this is an organization that really does stand by its members if possible. And that is true, right?
Well, yeah. Some people join for business connections. Some people join to further, you know, their financial gain. You know, me, I joined because I wanted the knowledge. I'm a knowledge seeker. I like, you know, knowledge is worth more than gold. I'm a very operative Mason. And the fact that I know more than 99% of the Masons out there, I can walk into the 33rd degree temple in Washington, D.C. and be like, hey, you know, I know the handshake. I know the code word. I know what you're doing. And because I know that, you know, I can actually step up and do another, that I can do something that no other pastor or preacher of Christ has done. I can actually come from the darkness and fully expose it. You know, I don't see
that's
another
important
pastor out there. Yeah, I don't see another pastor out there who can claim that he can rock the ring of the Order of the Melchizedek, 33rd degree, purple lodge of the Baphomet. You know, I've never met a guy who can say that. And because of that, I can actually go into this with a very, very different angle. I can come
explain to the novice listener what you said about a Baphomet. Tell them what that is. And how you know? I mean, how that's member of the, how that's a part of the lodge. Tell them about that.
Well, the Baphomet is the actual god of Freemasonry. When you hit the 33rd degree and you're shown the four holy books, you realize that the Purple Lodge over in Washington D.C. like you see the symbol of the Baphomet right behind the Grand Master of that lodge that sits in the east, and the symbol of the Baphomet, you know, like that just proves who their allegiance is too. But when you're given the four holy books, you're told to kiss your allegiance to one of them. And when you kiss your allegiance to one, that lets them know, like, what you're actually in Masonry for. And people need to understand is that the Baphomet is what, like, the coding to our entire world matrix, what you will, has to do with Egyptian-based Freemason black magic that worships the god of the Baphomet. Now, if you look up this demon online and see a picture, You see him in the seated. You see him in the seated pose with his arms in Latin on his forearms. It says, "As above, so below." And it's no surprise how the statue of Washington, George Washington, our first president, is actually in the same position. And Uncle Sam has a star on his head, just like the Baphomet. And if you see Washington D.C. from aerial view, you'll see the White House and all the roads connected to those that lead to the White House, and the upside-down pentagram with the circle, that's the symbol of the Baphomet, and even the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest military honor you can aspire to, is the symbol of the Baphomet. So you're not killing for America. You're killing for Lucifer, and those who are in charge know it.
Folks, that's why we keep... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, that symbol, when that is, you know, when they put that symbol on you, that is a symbol of Baphomet, and that is a symbol of what they're really getting down with. People need to understand, why do you think every single world power has the exact same military medals and symbols on their uniforms? Because a life taken in a chosen place, time, and specific manner, it becomes a sacrifice. And that's all war is. It's a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice. If you give your life, sacrifice, you take one. And folks, that's why I've been offering the book here, The Grand Design Exposed. America was never, a lot of our founders intended to make a republic guided by the laws of God and His Word, but I tell you now, folks, it wasn't very successful, obviously, because there were tares among the wheat even back then. And The Grand Design Exposed explains this to you, but it brings in Illuminati, it brings in the Masonic symbols, the Catholicism behind the symbols of this. Folks, it's all there. And for $12.95, read it for yourself, learn this for yourself. I'm not telling you anything that I'm making up. This is all documented fact. And Josh was sharing with you things that I doubt too many people are even going to know to tell you. Even those who study Freemasons, because they're not part of it. They study it, but they went through it as he has to learn what he had to learn to witness other people. So how, in your own opinion, how deep is our nation? I don't mean the people necessarily, because all of them are just are good people trying to do what's right. But how deep is our government involved in satanic worship?
I'm not a politician, so I've never been to these satanic rituals personally. But from what I can tell you, with how many demonic symbols that are in the open and what they mean and what they know that they mean, I can imagine it's pretty bad. You know? It's just I have to be honest with you, Pastor Butch, and your audience. I've reached a level where I can't go any further without risking my eternal soul. I can't, you know, Jesus, we know the war is won. Jesus won it on the cross. Now the devil's just trying to pull as many into the rat hole with him as he can.
Sure.
The war is over. Yeah, the war is over. Now we just got, and if you know the prophecies of the Bible, now we're just going to have World War III, the Antichrist return, and then when you read the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Lost Book of Baruch, you know that Jesus is going to judge the Antichrist on Temple Mount and usher in the thousand years of peace.
Do you think the Masons believe that the Christ you're expecting, the Antichrist, will be Hiram Abiff himself? Is that who you think it's going to be?
No, they don't think it's going to be Hiram Abiff. We who have studied the occult, we know what he's going to be. He's going to be a very handsome figure with a withered arm and a lazy eye, because he's going to be the physical manifestation of Lucifer. When Michael defeated Lucifer in heaven, he pulled on his arm, put the fire sword into his skull, ripped out his right eye, left him with one, which is his left. That's the all-seeing eye that you see on the pyramid on the back of the dollar. The Antichrist is just going to be what Jesus was with God. He was the actual physical manifestation. See, everyone who knows Satanism knows that Satan is the ultimate copycat. He's such a wannabe. He doesn't want to kill God. He just wants to be like him and replace him on the throne and have God serve him. Because if you look in the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah 14:13, he's the satanic five-point plan represented by the symbol of the pentagram is all that Lucifer's going for. he wants to be like the Most High. And
yes.
within the five-point plan, he says, I will build my mount on the Mount of Congregation, which sits on the sides of the north. That is Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He claims that he will have his ultimate temple in God's holy land on the holy mount, on Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Same spot where Isaac was almost sacrificed by Abraham. We have to understand, people, Satan's pulling out all the stops. He's not holding anything back anymore. With this homosexual and transgender movement, we are actually seeing living Baphomets among us. Satan is not holding anything back because
Amen.
He knows his time is short. He knows his time is short. He knows this is the last epoch of time on the astrological universal calendar that comes from the ninth realm of heaven, from the Book of Enoch. He knows his time is short. And he is pulling out everything he's got to try to deceive us. You can have all the truth in the world.
Go ahead. We've got 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Well, you can have all the truth in the world, but when you're bombarded by the Jezebel spirit with all these dating sites, and then you're bombarded with the spirit of Baal with all the drugs, you have to understand something. Satan is on the move, and he's pulling
Amen.
Out everything he's got to
Amen.
Try to deceive us.
Well, you know, Donald Trump may not know it. I expect he does. He's fulfilling prophecy, of course, with Arthur and everything he's done with Israel, including putting the embassy over there. We know this is all part of the plan. It's a Masonic plan. I'm convinced of that. But now, you're saying the Antichrist will have a crippled left arm and a right eye out?
He'll have a lazy right eye and a crippled arm, and his name is supposed to be Nikolai. We have referenced, and through the research, that he will be named Nikolai, with the book of Revelations called, like Jesus said, he hates the Nicolaitans, and we who've done the research have a feeling that that will be his name. People need
wow.
to understand something very people need to understand something very clear. This whole new world order is nothing more than the resurrection of the lost empire of Atlantis before the flood of Noah. Know it. Because the UN has already divided the world into 10 economic
That's right.
sectors,
That's right.
which represents the 10 kings of Atlantis prophesied in the book of Daniel how the Antichrist, the number 11, the little horn, will have his 10 kings, and those 10 kings represent the old satanic empire of Atlantis. This is the third time around Satan is going to have the world under his control, which is represented by the third temple on the Temple Mount. First time he had control, Atlantis. Second time he had control, Tower of Babel. Third time he'll have control, which is represented by the third tower or the third temple built by the Masons, will be on Temple Mount, and the New World Order will be his third chance. That's why we're going to have three world wars. This is why we're going to have three temples. The number three is very sacred in the occult.
Very quickly, we're down to the last 2 minutes. Do you have a in your thoughts a timetable on this?
Well, just like Jesus said, you know, there is no timetable. You have to keep your eye on the prophecy. What I am, what the Bible calls, I'm not a disciple. I'm not an apostle. I'm what the Bible calls a watchman. A watchman keeps his eyes on the times and his eyes on the prophecies. Now, I know the end times began in 1946 when the Jews returned to Zion.
You mean
when
48,
the Jews returned
right?
to Israel. Yeah, in 48. When the Jews returned to Israel in 48, that marked the beginning of what we know as the latter days. Now, we're going to have World War III. Then, we're going to have FEMA camp enslavement and 10 days imprisonment, or you take the mark of the beast, or you get guillotined. Then, the world will be, through peace, ruled by the Antichrist, and then Jesus will return. Jesus
Amen.
Said, "Very, this is so important. Like you have to understand, there is no pre-tribulation."
20 seconds. 20 seconds. Hurry, 20 seconds.
I'll get to it after the break. This is going to
We're finished for tonight. I got to get you on again, okay?
All right.
Thanks for being with Joshua. Appreciate it, folks. You heard it, and we'll get back on again and finish up this conversation. It's too important to miss. I'll get back on as soon as possible. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.